You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Andy Beats. Joining me in studio this morning, the jovial Max Wiesenthal, Senior Vice President for Ministry Support at Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Max, great to have you back in studio.
Good morning, Andy. Welcome back from your vacation.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be back in studio and see everybody's smiling faces here. It was nice to have some time away with family and to relax and enjoy some beautiful weather. We were in Colorado, but it's nice to be back here in St. Louis and spend some time with you. We always have too much fun in this studio when you're here. I love talking about Lutheran Church Extension Fund, especially ministry support with you. Tell us, for our listeners, I don't know if it's even possible for someone to not know what LCEF is by listening to Worldwide KFUO, but what is LCEF?
Sure, thank you. Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Mm-hmm. You know, we throw around all our initials as if everybody knows are. As we have that esoteric kind of language. Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and you know, we're a kind of a German church, and so when we name things, we use very practical terms. So, you know, it's Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and the extension part is exactly that. It's to extend the kingdom. And a long time ago, 100 years or so, a bunch of Missouri Synod Lutherans said, wow, let's make sure there's some more Missouri Synod Lutheran churches, so let's throw some money together so that other Missouri Synod Lutherans can borrow it. Mm-hmm. It's actually a pretty cutting-edge kind of approach for 100 years ago. And in fact, you know, some of the social phenomena going on today are things like Kickstarter and crowdfunding. Mm-hmm. Well, we were maybe one of the first crowdfunding organizations that there was.
Yeah, really kind of ahead of the times.
Yeah, you know, actually the Missouri Synod, was a real cutting-edge kind of organization for quite a while. When you stop and think about the things the Missouri Synod did, you know, This Is the Life, 1952, mm-hmm. on this medium called TV that nobody was really sure knew exactly what it was. And there we are with a half-hour broadcast every week. You know, the Lutheran Hour, it was, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, we were just kind of out there.
And Worldwide KFUO.
Worldwide
90
KFUO.
Years ago.
Wow. Yeah, and another evidence of the fact that, you know, we were on the advance.
Yeah. So LCEF was certainly a part of that, by that being on the cutting edge of things and crowdfunding, in a sense, putting together funds so that congregations could have the resources to set up and start serving in communities where a congregation had not necessarily been established.
Yes, and each district had its own extension fund, and mm-hmm. I grew up in Michigan. So, you know, I was taught that investing in the church extension fund was a way to move the kingdom forward. And maybe I didn't get as much interest back as we got at National Bank of Detroit. We did. But the whole purpose was, let's move this kingdom forward. And so the beauty of that is, when you invest with LCEF, you know exactly where your money is going, and it's going to move the kingdom forward.
And that's something that we are doing with our son, teaching him about those investments. Now, he's not even two yet, but he's one of the YI club members.
And our interest rates are terrific.
They are. Aside from the interest rates, just the fact that he has an investment account that supports ministry.
Yes.
And that he gets to be a part of that. And we get the newsletter regularly, so we know what's going on with LCEF.
Good stuff. And it's a stewardship issue. Mm-hmm. You know, stewardship is more than money management, and it's more than paying your debts. It's responding to what God has given in ways that reflect who He is. Mm-hmm. And LCEF provides a wonderful opportunity to do that.
And we're very grateful for that partnership to help us teach our son about good stewardship. Well, let's talk about ministry support.
Sure.
What is ministry support at Lutheran Church Extension Fund?
Well, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and people are familiar with the loan aspect. Mm-hmm. There's, you know,
sure, that's probably the most familiar.
Without question. Far and away, the majority of Missouri Synod churches have had loans with LCEF or with one of the extension funds. The other big department within LCEF are the investments, which fuel the loans. Mm-hmm. Then there's that third area that's called ministry support. And ministry support is that part of LCEF which is designed to help ministries sing and dance, to step into the joy of what God calls them to be. So within ministry support are things like Capital Funding Services, Laborers for Christ, the architects, all the stewardship stuff, mm-hmm. the strategic planning, vision path, the kinds of things that allow a ministry to joyfully step into what God is calling it to do.
That there's a lot under that umbrella. Let's talk about some of those.
Sure.
The various services that you just mentioned.
Sure. Can we start with Capital Funding
yeah,
Services?
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Capital Funding Services, we usually called CFS. That's the capital campaign arm of ministry support. And over the years of its existence, and at one point it was in the foundation mm-hmm. and came over to LCF, I don't know how many years ago. Since its inception, it has helped Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Ministries by raising over $500 million for ministry within the Missouri Synod.
Wow.
So typical capital campaigns mm-hmm. are a three-year fundraising period. There's 16 to 20 weeks of active campaign mm-hmm. at the beginning with a 2 3/4 year fulfillment phase where people can honor their pledges. We've completely retooled CFS and have a what I think is a very profound approach to helping ministries raise money. Now it's based on Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church. So we call our process the immeasurably more process. You know, one of the key words or buzzwords that's out there right now is generosity. And you hear it all the time. And I get that. It's got a positive spin to it. And there are generations, younger generations like you, that relate well to relate well to that word generosity. But to me, it's kind of theologically thin because my neighbor is very generous and is not a Christian. I can be generous almost by accident if mm-hmm. I want to be. But it takes God to be immeasurably more. So we've set up this campaign process. We imagine what God is calling us to do. Then we engage people by asking, and then we experience them immeasurably more. Mm-hmm. So it has four phases. And the first is imagine, inform, inspire, and impact. And it is it's a profound kind of process.
Who would be interested in using the capital funding, the CFS? The services.
Well, in my mind, everybody. There are some people some ministries who are, you know, they have capital needs and they're putting up a building. They mm-hmm. want to raise money for that. There are some ministries who are wanting to step out and to do something new and different, mm-hmm. and they want to raise money for that. And there are some who want to get out from debt, mm-hmm. and so they raise money to. You know, I think the real key to CFS is that when we have come in and served within that congregation, when we leave, people are better stewards. Hmm. And so the impact is long term.
Mm-hmm. It's not just a
quick fix.
Right.
No.
It's something that helps shape how we approach stewardship.
It's a joyous response mm-hmm. to what God has, a whole life response to what God is doing.
So capital funding services, that's one part of mm-hmm. ministry support. You mentioned architects, I believe.
Yes, the AAC, the Architectural Advisory Committee, and they've been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. They were, I think, an organization that was actually part of the, reported right to the Board of Directors of the Missouri Synod or to some organization within it. And, you know, it was to provide another set of eyes mm-hmm. for congregations that were building. And, you know, 30 years ago, there was a lot of building going on. And, you know, we wanted the buildings to be, the churches to be liturgically pointed. Mm-hmm. And so we have these Lutheran architects who kind of understand the way the church needs to be faced and mm-hmm. and, you know, how it's to be properly positioned. And they do this for free.
Wow.
Yep. They come in and they provide a congregation may have building plans and they have their own architect or they've done Laborers for Christ. And then they go, oh, maybe we need some other set of eyes looking at this. And they kind of raise their hands and we send an architect in to provide that service. And that service is free.
Wow. So these are professionals who understand what this space is for and what we believe, and so that it really reflects the true purpose of that space as they design.
Yes. In fact, one of our architects was very involved in Project Wittenberg.
Oh, wow.
With kind of, you know, retooling the school over there.
Very good. Well, we need to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk more about ministry support with Lutheran Church Extension. We're talking with Max Biesenthal. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, this is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We are excited to walk alongside Lutheran Church Missouri Synod members and ministries as they witness and perform works of mercy and compassion around the world. Investments with LCEF provide the exceptional financial resources used daily to build faith communities and serve God's people. Our loans and ministry support services are available to LCMS congregations, schools, and organizations, as well as rostered church workers. Visit LCEF today.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
The world is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations, and that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at kfuo.org.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, 743 on Monday, July 6th. We're talking with Max Biesenthal, Senior Vice President for Ministry Support at Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Max, I always enjoy our conversations, and you've been sharing with us some of the specific areas of ministry support at LCEF. What would you say is the signature service of ministry support?
Oh, Andy, thanks. What a great question that is. Our signature offering is something we call Vision Path, and it is a catalytic approach to planning. So instead of strategic planning, it's catalytic. It's designed just to kind of help a congregation or a ministry take a first step forward. And sometimes that first step is the hard step, and people get stuck. You know, there's a lot of ministries out there that are stuck or stalled or stymied. And Vision Path is designed to help them kind of take that initial step. It's based on a paradigm that I refer to all the time so much that people become nauseated by it. Clarity, alignment, action. You get crystal clear about what God is calling you to do. And then you align your resources. And then you take action. And most ministries that I know do it just the other way around. They take some action, and then they back it into a reason for having done it. You know, you can hear them almost going beep 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 beep, you know, backing it in. And the reason that a lot of congregations or ministries use for why they've done something is because that's what we've always done. You know, a classic example was I was helping out a little church in out in the Northwest. And, you know, I was sitting through one of those eternal church council meetings. And they were talking about their annual Yule Log Festival. And the annual Yule Log Festival happens like once a year in Advent. And so they went on and on and on about, You know, who was going to get the logs? Who was going to cut the logs? Who was going to drill the holes? They even argued about which hole the pink candle went in. And, you know, who's going to make the cookies? Who's going to do this? Finally, they turned to me and they said, well, Max, what do you think? And I said, well, why are you having the annual Yule Log Festival? And the answer was like six words, you know, because that's what we always do. And that's the reason a lot of ministries have for what they do. And, you know, for a lot of things, maybe at one point there was really good reason for mm-hmm. doing that. Maybe there still is. But a lot of times people do stuff without really, they just have it on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
So Vision Path is designed to help put the reason for doing something at the front, not at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed to help a ministry recover some of its joy. You know, for me, David, I'm an Old Testament guy. David, you know, is to me the centerfold of humanity. And within that sweeping David narrative, you know, there's 17 different little David anecdotes. They're not little. There's not a single miracle in any of those. It's just David working out his faith, you know, in this very brutal age. Much of what's going on in, you know, in Pakistan and Syria is exactly the kind of life that David lived, very tribal. You know, warlord kind of thing. But one of my favorite stories is Uzzah and David. And Uzzah was moving the ark to Jerusalem, and it slipped off the ox cart, and he put up his hand, and he got smote.
Hmm.
And so David didn't want the ark. He parked it in the home of Obed-Edom, and Obed-Edom, who was a Gittite, was blessed. And then David said, well, now I'll take the ark. And he moved it into Jerusalem, and when he came in, he danced. So you got one ark, and you got two guys. Uzzah got smote, and David danced. And we have not near enough time to go into what that's all about. But in my little head, Uzzah had reduced God to being a project. He was going to do a good job. It was up to him. It was bottom line kind of thing. David had no such pretension, and so he had the joy. And so Vision Path is designed to help ministries recover the joy of simply following where God leads. Vision Path, it's about 2.5 years old. The demand has been incredible. It has had such traction that we're now creating Vision Path 2.0, which will not only be a catalytic approach to planning, it will be a systemic approach to planning. So it will have three modules, and a congregation or ministry can choose. They'll take an assessment up front. It will determine which module they go into. They can do all three. They can do just one. But it'll be Vision Path Compass. Where are we going? Vision Path Map. How do we get there? And Vision Path Guide, what kind of systems do we need to have in place in order to move that forward? So leadership, stewardship, you know, that those kinds of things that, you know, a lot of times a ministry say, well, we're going to go in this direction, and they don't change the things that they've been doing all along. Mm-hmm. And so nothing ever really changes.
Hmm. So Vision Path 2.0.
Yeah.
When is that rolling?
We're right in transition right now. We're still, you know, I'm still doing some old vision paths.
Mm-hmm.
The new ones will be rolling out. I have a conference call tomorrow.
Wow.
To talk about implementing. Yep.
How, you said this has gone really well. It's been out for about 2.5 years.
Yeah, and the other thing is it's cheap, which, you know, here's what I found out. I when I first joined LCEF, which is, I don't know, you know, either 3 months ago or 30 years ago, it's in there somewhere. It's about 3 years ago, I guess. And I'm gone a lot. I'm mm-hmm. on the road. And so I'm out with congregations, and I'm finding congregations that are stuck for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a lot of them, the space has become the mission. In other words, their whole point is, how do we keep this place alive? Oh, does that wear people down? My mm-hmm. goodness, is that tiring? So we created this program, and here's what I found. The ministries that needed some kind of help were the ones who could afford it the least.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we would create this program, and it's just cost neutral. So we make no money on this whatsoever. It's designed just to, we cover our expenses,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, so a typical cost would be $1,200 for the first module mm-hmm. part of it, which is very cheap.
Have congregations with schools or school associations made use of yes. this service?
Yes.
Yep. What have you seen? What types of things have you seen with that school ministry with Vision Path?
Well, you know, it is, as I said, it's about 2 years old. So our body of work is small. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, we can't go back 5 years yet
sure.
and say, well, you know, I was blind, now I see. it is, but here's what happens. They get excited.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the license to be able to say, here's what's important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're going to do. And these things over here that have been, you know, eating up our resources, we're no longer going to do those kinds of things. And it gets people on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Getting everybody on the same page, focused on what is our top priority,
exactly.
What is most important, and moving forward.
Exactly. And, you know, the mission of the church doesn't change from congregation to congregation, ministry to ministry. Mm-hmm. It's in Matthew 28:20, you know, and go ye therefore and make disciples. So making disciples is the mission. It's nuanced slightly differently according to context.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a ministry will look at its context. Where are we in this community? What does our community look like? How do we best make disciples here?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and then everybody, you know, gets on that page and aligns themselves correctly.
How do we engage our community and bring them, how do we bring the gifts of God to them and the word and sacrament? How do we
Amen.
Get those folks engaged?
Amen.
Well, anything else about Vision Path before we go on to laborers?
No, not in the least. How much time do we have left for laborers?
Oh, about 4 minutes
well,
or
good.
So.
I need about 20.
Okay. The really fat, no, I'm just...
Yeah. Reader's Digest version?
I love talking about laborers. I know that
you... Phenomenal ministry. And now we're on laborers. We're now calling it LFC 2.0.
Everything's 2.0.
And it is, you know, laborers has been around 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the figures, like I go back 16 years. And over the last 16 years... Laborers for Christ has saved Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Ministries $26 million.
Wow.
Now, that's just based on common labor. So, you know, the heart of laborers is when these people go in to do the work and they receive minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're hiring a local contractor and the contractor is putting, you know, laborers in there, they're getting far more than minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So... Laborers of Christ has saved ministries $26 million over the last 16 years just by providing minimum wage to those who are laborers. And these are generally retired folk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't mean that they are old and can't remember where they put their hammer. You know, they are very outstanding workers. And I went once on a project with them, and you know, so the first day we do a devotion, and I was part of the devotion and then I'm ready to sit around and talk and drink coffee, and they left me in the dust. I mean, they were out there working, they were doing their stuff while I was kind of sitting around. They do incredible work. Here's what we're having to do. We're having to tighten up the front end of Laborers for Christ. The world is different.
Mm-hmm.
And consumers, and I don't want to call our churches consumers, let's say, you know, users of what we provide,
mm-hmm.
are a little more aware and demanding, and they want things done exactly right and some accountability. And Laborers was not created with that. It was kind of a loose-knit approach 30 mm-hmm. years ago, and it really worked well. So what we're having to do now is bring some real professional expertise into the front end of it. So that when the laborers actually get on site, which is the heart of the whole ministry, everything is singing and dancing, and you know, it's all exactly the way it should be.
Sure. So it's really again making use of those resources that we have, particularly in this case, those who have the gift of time.
Yep, it's a powerful ministry, and you know when we talk about the money that is saved by ministries, but when laborers has left, the congregations never say, oh my goodness, aren't we glad we saved that money? What they say is, wasn't it profound and powerful to have those people as mm-hmm. part of our ministry for that period of time?
Sure, during that time, you get to know each other.
They're part of them. They sing in the choir. They teach Sunday school. They, mm-hmm. they, you know, they put their offering in the plate. They're simply part of the congregation. And they engage volunteer workers from the congregation to be part of the building project itself, which is, you know, an excellent way to extend the ownership of the project.
So there's not just a building of a physical structure, but there's also building up of one another as well. That iron sharpens iron sort of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, when we look for laborers, and they generally come from projects that have been done because people look at these people and see how, you know, how they're living their lives, and they want to be part of that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about ministry support today? The consecrated stewards or other parts of ministry support that you'd like to share with us as we...
Well, stewardship is important. Well, what an understatement that was about to be. Stewardship is a joyous aspect of our lives as we respond to gospel. We're developing a whole new emphases within our stewardship offerings. Consecrated Stewards has been around 6-7 years. It's got a pretty good shelf life. Mm-hmm. It works really well for some congregations. It doesn't work as well for others. So we are creating a new process. We're calling Blessed Beyond Belief. And it's a stewardship offering that's based on the liturgical year. So we'll have three different modules for each year. There's year A, B, and C within the liturgical year. So we'll have one that culminates on Christ the King Sunday, one that culminates on Transfiguration Sunday, and one that culminates on the Sunday after Pentecost. So it'll be very experiential where, you know, it'll be based on small group kind of thing and with assignments and, you know, do some random act of kindness or some, you know,
homework.
Homework, yeah. Homework, world work is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Mission work.
Out in the field.
Field work. There you go.
There we go. That sounds familiar. Field work. Where have I heard that before? Well, how can we find out more about LCEF ministry support and the services available?
The website is without question the first way to go. The other is to simply call the information reps at LCEF or to call the actually call the ministry support staff.
Okay.
And that number is 314-885-6444.
314-885-6444.
In fact, you know what? Those are two expressways here, aren't they? 64 and 44. Wow, exactly. I'm glad we came up with that.
And the website, lcef.org. And then you can find ministry support right there on the website. Great services, and we're very grateful for your time this morning, Max, to
My
share with
to
us
be
about
here. Thank you.
Max Biesenthal, Senior Vice President, Ministry Support at Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Thanks for being our guest.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Bill Lieben from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Barnhart, Missouri. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.